Chapter 11, The States of Consciousness, Waking, Dream and Deep Sleep. Life is a continuous cycle of three states of consciousness, the waking, dream and deep sleep. Every human being goes through these states. At one time you're awake, you take the form of the waker. The waker experiences the waking world. The waking world consists of things and beings, emotions and thoughts appearing in the waking state of consciousness. The waking world exists only for the waker and not for the dreamer or deep sleeper. The entire waking world disappears no sooner than you leave the waking state of consciousness. When you leave the waking state, you enter the dream or deep sleep. In the dream state, you take the form of the dreamer. The dreamer experiences the dream world. The dream world consists of things and beings, emotions and thoughts appearing in the dream state. The dream world is totally different from the waking world. It exists only for the dreamer and not for the waker or deep sleeper. The dream world too disappears no sooner than you leave the dream state of consciousness. In the deep sleep state of consciousness, you take the form of the deep sleeper. The deep sleeper experiences sleep without dream, a blankness, nothingness. That experience exists only for the deep sleeper and not for the waker or dreamer. It also disappears when you leave the deep sleep state of consciousness. Your life revolves around the above three states of consciousness, the personalities of the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper, and their distinct worlds. These are conditioned states. The pure consciousness conditioned by the causal body becomes the deep sleeper. Likewise, the consciousness conditioned by the subtle and gross bodies becomes the dreamer and waker respectively. Hence, the waker, dreamer and deep sleeper are conditioned consciousness. You know yourself only as a waker, dreamer or deep sleeper. But you know not you are the unconditioned consciousness, the substratum of the three experiences, and that your real self is the unconditioned consciousness and not these conditioned personalities that you believe yourself to be. The causal body consists of vasanas, the seed which causes the individual personality, hence called so. The causal body manifests first as the subtle body. The subtle body comprises thought, emotion, desire. It further manifests as the gross body which perceives and acts. The structure and behavior of the gross body will depend on the nature of the subtle body, which in turn will depend upon the quality of the causal body. If the causal body is likened to a seed, the subtle body would be the sapling and gross body the tree. In deep sleep, you are unconscious of everything. The deep sleeper knows nothing. The waking and dream worlds do not exist for him. He is steeped in ignorance. People dismiss that state as emptiness, nothingness. Few have cared to study it thoroughly. Psychiatrists, even some philosophers, have paid little attention to this vital state of life. Vedanta bids you examine the deep sleep state closely. The nothingness is your seed body. Out of this seed emerges the dreamer and waker and their respective worlds. This nothingness is the cause of the particular individual emerging out of it. A philosopher goes to sleep and wakes up as a philosopher. A mathematician sleeps and wakes up as a mathematician. So does a musician as a musician. Thus, if everyone wakes up as oneself, there has to be a continuity of the person during the period of sleep. If a musician goes to sleep and wakes up as a musician, then his personality must necessarily exist in sleep in its unmanifest form. So does your individuality exist in the seed form while you are asleep. Thus, out of your seed, a seeming nothing, arises your personality, and out of countless seeds, a vast nothingness spring forth countless individuals. In fact, the whole world arises from that seeming void, emptiness, nothingness. Hence, the Bible states, God created the world out of nothing. The philosophy of the West is drawn primarily from the waking state. It takes little notice of the experience of the dream state and practically ignores the deep sleep state. The Western philosophers base their investigations and discoveries on the experience gained in the waking state. They try to solve the mystery of the universe using that alone. The data they work with then is inadequate. With improper data, one cannot draw proper conclusions. Vedanta takes up all the data, the gross, subtle, and causal bodies, the three states of consciousness, and the three worlds of the waking, dream, and deep sleep. It deals with all the necessary material available to reach the absolute reality, the state of pure consciousness. The consciousness in its absolute state is homogeneous, one and one alone. That is unknown to you. It assumes three known forms, the waking, dream, and deep sleep states. It functions through the gross, subtle, and causal bodies to forge the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper. They are distinct and different from one another. The consciousness of the waking state thus becomes the waker. The waker pronounces the waking world to be substantial, real, set in order by its laws and regulations. The waker disregards the other two states, negates the dreamer and the dream world as insubstantial, a mere illusion. An athlete of the waking state may dream as an invalid, a cripple. He dismisses his dream experience as insignificant, meaningless. His verdict of the waking state is clear, emphatic to him. Likewise, the consciousness of the dream state, the dreamer, swears by the dream world. The dreamer is equally emphatic, assertive that the dream world is substantial, real, set in its own laws. A dreamer may be an Olympic runner in the dream, though in the waking state he could be bedridden with a terminal disease. The dreamer also dismisses the waking state as insignificant, meaningless. His verdict of the dream state is clear, emphatic to him. Again, the consciousness of the sleeping state, the deep sleeper experiences nothingness and is blissfully ignorant of the waking and dream states. All that is gained or lost in these two states is of no significance, no value to the deep sleeper. He is steeped in ignorance. Now the question arises as to what is real, the waking or the dream or the deep sleep state. Reality is defined as that which existed in the past, which exists in the present and will exist in the future. That which persists eternally is said to be real. Conversely, That which exists for a period of time and not before or after that period is considered unreal, false. Apply this definition to the above three states, then none of them stands the test of reality. The waker and the waking world exist as long as the waking state of consciousness lasts. No sooner than you leave the waking state to enter either the dream or deep sleep, the waker and the waking world disappear. They exist only during the waking period, not before or after. The waker and the waking world are of no significance, no value to the dreamer and the deep sleeper. The waking state does not exist for them. They dismiss it as meaningless, with no pith or substance in it. Hence, the waker and the waking world cannot be real. It is false. Apply the same test to the dream and deep sleep states. The dreamer and the dream world, the deep sleeper and his world, both fail the test of reality. Each of them exists only during the period of its state of consciousness, not before and after. Hence the waker, dreamer and deep sleeper and their three worlds are said to be false. But the consciousness exists in the waking, dream and deep sleep states and beyond as well. That is your Supreme Self appearing through the media of the gross, subtle and causal bodies. When all the three bodies drop off, the consciousness remains in its immaculate state. The consciousness exists in all periods of time, stands the test of reality, and that is yourself within. You discover it in the core of your personality. The waker goes through the waking state of consciousness as a particular person and declares, I am that person. Likewise, the dreamer goes through the dream state of consciousness as a different person and declares, I am this person. So does the deep sleeper claim his experience of sleep. The I pervades the waking state, the same I persists in the dream state and does so in the deep sleep state. The I is the common factor in the three states of consciousness, the substratum of all experiences. It is your Supreme Self, the pure consciousness, the absolute reality.